Jude commands us to contend. The word speaks of a vigorous, intense, determined struggle to defeat the opposition. Does that sound like us? He says, our word agony is the English spelling of the noun form of this word. And he says, the Greek athletes exerted themselves to the point of agony in an effort to win the contest. With such intense effort, does Jude say that saints should defend the doctrines of Christianity? Close quote. I can only share with you the conviction I come under when I spend time studying the Word and preparing these messages. The Christian life is a war in which we must daily contend with the enemy. You recall in Ephesians, Paul likened the Christian life to that of a soldier on a battlefield. Paul uses such terms as stand and wrestle, withstand, to describe the intensity of the conflict. Do we understand what's going on in the spiritual realm today? Do we truly understand what's behind these Supreme Court decisions and laws we're passing? Is it actually a senator or a president or a judge? It's not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual warfare. Are you aware or you're engaged or not? Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power. Listen, not against the rulers of this country, not even against the rulers of this world, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Not here, though the vessels that the enemy uses are here, but it's the enemy behind the strategy. The word wrestle, this is not a war that is fought from a distance. It is up close, personal. It's in our face. It's hand-to-hand combat. Contend earnestly. We must strive against Satan and his messengers as we contend for the faith. In Luke 19:13, our Lord commands, engage in business till I come. Has he come? No. Are we engaged in business? So the Christian soldiers conducting business until the Lord returns. Sitting in a prison awaiting his execution, listen to what Paul said. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Can we say that honestly? Our love for the Lord Jesus compels us, or ought to compel us, to stand for truth. And again, the command to contend is a command given to all of us. We are all tasked with that responsibility. Listen to what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. But there were also false prophets among you, among the people, even as there will be false teachers among who? You. Who will secretly, they will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. What responsibility we have believers, what responsibility the elders have in this assembly to keep an eye out for those false teachers who will secretly, using the right vocabulary, right delivery methods, right attitude, not motivation, attitude, introduce slowly, piece by piece, destructive heresies.